front of the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E!
Dave?
Right, man, Dave.
Dave's not here!
Hey there, how's everybody doing? It's Dave, and welcome to another edition of Just What Do You Think You're Doing, Dave? On today's show, I wanted to talk about an article I found online about a professor who was accused of spying and then was actually exonerated, and he's gone on to do bigger and better things. So the article is from Fortune magazine, and I'd like to read it to you from Fortune, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes page, so you're welcome to go and read the article yourself. Full credit to them, I just found it really intriguing and wanted to share it with you. The article reads, "The U.S. accused a Chinese MIT professor of spying. Now cleared, he helped discover what may be the best semiconductor material ever found. A team of researchers has discovered what the Massachusetts Institute of Technology calls the best semiconductor material ever found, even better than silicone, the material used in just about every computer chip on Earth. In July, scientists from MIT, the University of Houston, and other institutions announced they had proved that the cubic boron arsenide performs better than silicone at conducting heat and electricity, opening up new possibilities for smaller and faster chips. The team includes China-born Professor Gang Chen, the former head of MIT's Department of Mechanical Engineering, who was the subject of a year-long investigation by the Department of Justice before the agency dropped espionage charges because of lack of evidence. It could be decades before semiconductors based on cubic boron arsenide are used in commercially available chips, if they prove viable at all. But ultimately, the new material may help designers overcome the natural limitations of current models to make better, faster, and smaller chips, and its discovery is the kind of research the U.S. risked missing out on with a now disbanded crackdown on experts like Chen. Despite its ubiquity in the chip industry, silicone is not the best semiconductor out there. For one, it doesn't conduct heat very well, meaning chips and consumer devices often needed to include expensive cooling systems or risk overheating. According to the July study, cubic boron arsenide conducts heat 10 times better than silicone. Heat is a major bottleneck for electronics, Jungwoo Shin, the study's lead author, said in a press release accompanying the study, calling it the new material a potential game changer. The study also revealed that the cubic boron arsenide is better than silicone at conducting both electrons and its positively charged counterpart, the electron hole. The latter is the especially glaring weakness of silicone, limiting the speed of silicone-based semiconductors. Chip designers are starting to bump up against the natural limits of silicone in their request for smaller and faster chips. Researchers are publicly talking about the end of Moore's Law, the 1975 prediction by Intel co-founder Gordon Moore that the number of transistors in a chip would double every 2 years, which has been a guiding star for the semiconductor industry ever since. Researchers are exploring ways to squeeze more speed out of the new computers through new materials for chips or new technologies like quantum computing. Materials like cubic boron arsenide, assuming they can be commercialized, might help designers keep making even smaller and faster computer chips. But there's still a long way to go until cubic boron arsenide can be used outside the lab. The material has been made only in small batches, and researchers needed special equipment to study its properties, according to MIT. Silicone is the workhorse of the entire industry, Chen said in the release, noting that scientists have spent decades developing procedures to purify silicone to the levels needed for chip manufacturing, reaching 99 with eight nines behind it, so 999999. Purity, or the so-called 10 nines level, because there's 99 and 8 decimal places beyond it. But the study noted that if future research could overcome the barriers to industrial production, cubic boron arsenide becomes a promising candidate for next-generation electronics. The study is also a significant change in fortune for one of its prominent authors, Chen, who was a high-profile target of a Trump-era initiative to investigate accusations of Chinese espionage. The U.S. Department of Justice, through a program called the China Initiative, accused dozens of Chinese and Chinese-American academics of hiding their ties to Chinese institutions in order to share advanced technologies with Beijing. Authorities arrested Chen, who was born in China and naturalized as a U.S. citizen in 2000, in January of 2021. He was accused of failing to disclose ties to Chinese institutions on grant applications to the Department of Energy. This was not just about greed, but about loyalty to China, then U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Andrew Lelling alleged at the time. The scientific community, especially at MIT, strongly criticized the arrest. MIT faculty in an open letter wrote that, quote, "The defense of Professor Chen is the defense of the scientific enterprise that we all hold dear. We are all gang Chen," end quote. The Department of Justice under the Biden administration dropped the charges against Chen in January of 2022 after DOE officials revealed that Chen was never required to make the disclosures he was accused of omitting. In a statement released when the charges were dropped, Chen accused the DOJ of continuing to bring, quote, unwarranted fear to the academic community, end quote. A month after dropping Chen's case, the DOJ disbanded the China initiatives. They said, quote, "We helped give rise to the harmful perception that the department applies a lower standard to investigate and prosecute criminal conduct related to China, or that we in some way view people with racial, ethnic, or familial ties to China differently," end quote, said Assistant Attorney General for National Security Matthew Olson at the time. Scientists also argued that the investigations like the one into Chen dissuaded academics, particularly those from China, from moving to the U.S., denying the U.S. the opportunity to benefit from their research. "It's scaring away the talent," one MIT faculty member told WBUR in February. Experts have pointed to the lack of skilled scientific and technical expertise as a major constraint on the U.S. drive to restore its prominence in the research and development, including rebuilding its domestic semiconductor manufacturing industry. One study estimated that the U.S. would need to increase its chip-making workforce by 50% to displace Asia as the center for chip manufacturing, talent that would need to come from overseas, including China. So the article was really interesting to me. I mean, just you kind of look at the big picture of everything that goes on, and you think to yourself, how the heck did we get to this point where there was an administration that was just accusing China of pretty much everything and being somehow manipulating the technology market or something. I'm not sure even exactly what it was. And yet, here's a guy who's contributing to the next great invention and the next big thing. It makes no sense to me. And this is why these inventions are so important. Sometimes you can't overlook these things. When you look back in history and you think about Einstein coming to this country and the things that he contributed to us, even though he was German-born, and you think about Wernher von Braun and what he contributed to the space industry, even though he was a member of the Socialist Party in Germany. I don't remember exactly how that worked, before he escaped and realized what he was doing was wrong and saw the opportunity to come to the U.S. and expand his talents. Sometimes you have to accept the fact that people come from other places and bring us something that's really unique and build the talent pool. The United States is a great melting pot of minds, ideas, and other things. We can't just assume that everyone who's one skin color or one ethnicity or one religion is going to bring us all the fortune we need and all the notoriety and bring us all the great inventions. You have to have this melding of ideas from all different people and listen to varying ideas and understand and just appreciate what people have to say. And that's why I thought this was really interesting and just kind of an interesting article. As I said, it appeared in Fortune magazine, and it was by Nicholas Gordon in August 16, 2022. So I encourage you to go out and read it because it's really kind of a neat article. It's kind of interesting, and Fortune magazine often has some really in-depth, hard-hitting type things that cut around the edges of different parts of society, whether it's a little bit around politics or a little bit around money or a little bit around science. It kind of cuts across all of those things because as a society, they're all interconnected and we have to realize that and appreciate it. Well, that is my podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And remember, if we can dream it, we can always do it.
What's your point, David?